Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 632. Visible translated text is as follows. Pencils, which are the two figures most important, I divided one by the other. I also used in getting up the data for the financial sheet, by the way. One of the most important sheets is this very little sheet here, Deft's X40. It looks very small, but the work connected with it is very large. Now, some of the items that appear on there are gotten from the reports which are handed in by the various forewomen. Now, you saw on the stand this morning Mr. Godfrey Weinkauf, the superintendent of the lead plant. There is the report, Deft's X40, of the amount of lead delivered that week. 2 pages of it. The different kinds of lead. No, 10 lead. No, 940. No, 2 and no. 930 and so on. Now, here is a pencil with a little rubber stuck on the end. We only put 6 inches of lead in that, and stick rubber in the rest. Now, here is the report of L.A. Quinn, foreman of the tipping plant, Deft's X. 4 days. He reports on this the amount of work of the various machines. That is, the large eyelet machine, the small eyelet machine, and the other machines. Then he notes the amounts of the various tips used that he had made that week. Now, we have, I expect, 28 different kinds of tips, and one of them is a retip, and we never count a retip as a production. Now, this was made out for the week ending April 24th by Mr. Irby, the shipping clerk. That is, the amount of gross of pencils that he ships day by day. There were shipped 266 gross the first day, which was Friday in this case, Friday the 16th of April, 552 gross the second day, which was Saturday, a half day, and the 19th day of April, 784 gross on Monday, which was April 21st, 1238 gross, that was an exceptional day, were shipped on Tuesday, April 22nd, 572 gross shipped on Wednesday, April 23rd, and